In a world in which we too often look out for ourselves at the expense of others, God calls us to be different. Philippians 2 says, "Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, helping you lovingly put God's principles into action in your daily life. Here's Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott. I talked one day about a woman who wrote to me and told me a sad situation with her husband. And she said what some of you have said from time to time in your letters: "I've had it. I just don't think I can handle any more of this. I can't take it anymore." Ever heard anybody talk like that? What can I say to a woman like that? Leave him? Get out of the situation? No, they're not going to hear that from me. They're going to hear something like the psalmist in Psalm 27. He says, "I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." Somebody wrote to me and told me their long story, and then they said, "And don't just give me Bible verses. Don't just tell me to pray." You know what? I really didn't know what else to tell them. So shall I not answer the letter at all? Or what shall I do? I'm here just as a woman who loves God, a woman who reads the Bible, tries to apply the truths of the Bible in my own everyday life, and I pray constantly that the Lord will help me to make those truths real and practical and sweet to the people who listen. My husband and I had dinner not very long ago with a dear missionary couple, Phil and Janet Linton, missionaries in North Africa. And he was talking about how when they came home on furlough, he really didn't want to go back. And strangely enough, there was another couple that they knew who said they wanted to go back, but they felt that God was telling them not to. So it seemed especially ironic to Phil that he who felt God wanted him to go back really didn't want to, and the opposite was true with his friend. But he said, "You know, I began to think about what it means to die to myself. John 12:24, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." And he said, "I didn't want to die. But as I prayed about it and asked the Lord to help me to see it as he sees it, it became sweet to me." Isn't that wonderful? I've just been thinking about just the way Phil said that. We were sitting in a restaurant in Charlotte, North Carolina. I can still see the look on his face when he smiled and turned to me and he said, "You know, but it has become sweet to me. The will of God has become sweet." And that's what happens when you wait for the Lord, when you are strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Andrew Murray wrote these rules for himself. "God brought me here. Number one, God brought me here. It is by his will that I am in this place. In that fact, I will rest. Number two, he will keep me here in his love and give me grace to behave as his child. Number three, he will make the trial a blessing, teaching me the lessons he intends for me to learn and working in me the grace he means to bestow. Number four, in his good time, he can bring me out again, how and when he knows. So let me say I am here," says Andrew Murray, and then he gives four shortened forms of those first four things, which I'm sure some of you wish you could have gotten down on paper, but you couldn't. But these short ones, I think you can, if you have a pencil and a paper handy. So Andrew Murray says, "Let me say, I am here, (1), by God's appointment. 2, in his keeping. 3, under his training. 4, for his time. 1, by God's appointment. 2, in his keeping. 3, under his training. 4, for his time." A woman wrote to me and said that she felt that all the love that she had poured out on her husband had been wasted. but love is never lost. Think of it as having been given to Christ. Jesus said, "Inasmuch as you have done it to one of the least of these my brothers, you have done it to me." Is not your husband one of Christ's brothers? Could the love that you pour out on him be lost? It's given to Christ. The way you treat your husband is your treatment of Christ. 1 John 4:16, God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God. It's impossible that that abiding power should be finally fruitless. Love is a power. And now a poem that has been in my files for, I guess, several years, and I keep trying to find a time and a place to fit it in. And I haven't found one, and so I'm just going to fit it in right now. It's called Children Won't Wait, and I'm sure that you mothers are going to appreciate this. I hope you fathers will be listening, too. It's a poem by Helen M. Young. I guess I really wouldn't call it a poem. It's written sort of in that form. But this is it. Children won't wait. There is a time to anticipate the baby's coming, a time to consult a doctor, a time to plan a diet and exercise, a time to gather a layette. There is a time to wonder at the ways of God, knowing this is the destiny for which I was crafted, a time to dream of what this child may become, a time to pray that God will teach me how to train this child which I bear, a time to prepare myself that I might nurture his soul. But soon there comes the time for birth, for babies don't wait. There is a time for night feedings and colic and formulas. There's a time for rocking and a time for walking the floor, a time for patience and self-sacrifice, a time to show him that his new world is a world of love and goodness and dependability. There's a time to ponder what he is, not a pet or a toy, but a person, an individual, a soul made in God's image. There is a time to consider my stewardship. I cannot possess him. He is not mine. I have been chosen to care for him, to love him, to enjoy him, to nurture him, and to answer to God. I resolve to do my best for him, for babies don't wait. There's a time to hold him close and tell him the sweetest story ever told, a time to show him God in earth and sky and flower, to teach him to wonder and reverence. There's a time to leave the dishes, to swing him in the park, to run a race, to draw a picture, to catch a butterfly, to give him happy comradeship. There's a time to point the way, to teach his infant lips to pray, to teach his heart to love God's word, to love God's day. For children don't wait. There's a time to watch him bravely go to school, to miss him underfoot, and to know that other minds have his attention, but that I will be there to answer his call when he comes home and listen eagerly to the story of his day. There's a time to teach him independence, responsibility, self-reliance, to be firm but friendly, to discipline with love. For soon, so soon, there will be a time to let him go, the apron strings untied. For children, don't wait. There is a time to treasure every fleeting minute of childhood, just 18 precious years to inspire and train him. I will not exchange this birthright for a mess of pottage called social position or business or professional reputation, or a paycheck. An hour of concern today may save years of heartache tomorrow. The house will wait, the dishes will wait, the new room will wait, but children don't wait. There will be a time when there will be no slamming of doors, no toys on the stairs, no childhood quarrels, no fingerprints on the wallpaper. Then may I look back with joy and not regret. there will be a time to concentrate on service outside my home, visiting the sick, the bereaved, the discouraged, the untaught, to give myself to the least of these. There will be a time to look back and know that these years of motherhood were not wasted. I pray there will be a time to see him an upright and honest man, loving God and serving all. God, give me wisdom to see that today is my day with my children, that there is no unimportant moment in their lives. May I know that no other career is so precious, no other work so rewarding, no other task so urgent. May I not defer it or neglect it, but by thy Spirit accept it gladly, joyously, and by thy grace realize that the time is short and my time is now. For children, don't wait.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.